Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Days after Hurricane Ian swept through Central Florida, communities are facing sewage concerns and rising floodwaters as the National Weather Service warns it will continue well into the week. As rescue efforts continue across the state, at this hour, 633,000 Floridian homes are without power. The Carolinas did see lots of water when Ian made landfall for a second time on Friday. The storm caused a middle section of the Cherry Grove Pier in North Myrtle Beach to collapse, and parts of the Apache Pier and Second Avenue Pier collapsed as well. Just over 2,000 homes in the Carolinas are without power this hour. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell assessing Florida's disaster on Fox News.
All disasters, they start and end at the local level. And so for me to be able to make sure we're providing the assistance they need, I need to hear from them and see for myself. And I was able to do that over the last 2 days, working with the governor, traveling with the governor to assess the impacts and hear from people.
Ukraine President Zelensky announced on Sunday his military forces had retaken full control of the strategically important eastern city of Lyman. The invader, Russian President Vladimir Putin, proclaimed the area would belong to his country forever and represents a symbolic victory for Kyiv. As the world struggles for energy, OPEC is set to debate Wednesday its most drastic reduction of oil production since the pandemic in order to prop up prices. OPEC is considering a cut of more than 1 million barrels a day. Police fired tear gas at an Indonesian soccer match to quell rioting fans. The plan was a complete failure, as roughly 174 souls lost their lives, most of whom were trampled and suffocated, making it one of the deadliest sports events in the world ever. It should be noted, police use of tear gas is banned at soccer stadiums by FIFA, the soccer governing body. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Authorities in Denmark announced both the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines have stopped leaking. Undersea blasts that damaged the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines this week have led to huge methane leaks. Nordic investigators said the blasts have involved several hundred pounds of explosives. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday accused the West of sabotaging the Russian-built pipelines, a charge that was denied by the United States and her allies. Hurricane Ian was a tremendous blow to the people of Florida and the Carolinas, who are already suffering from the economy and the lasting effects of the COVID pandemic. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina on Newsmax over the weekend.
It's an historic, tragic event. Luckily, South Carolina has fared pretty well. It hit yesterday at about 2 o'clock p.m. in Georgetown, which is about 60 miles northeast of Charleston. The flooding was pretty rampant. We were up to 200,000 people without power. I think it's down to about 60 something now. But it's going to leave a negative mark on particularly the crops. The two main industries in South Carolina which are going are hit hard with this are the tourism and then the farming. We've got over 25,000 farms Our products are corn and soybeans and cotton, and time will tell the damage that'll be done to that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And as promised, we've got Jonathan Kahn back with us. His new book, The Return of the Gods. I'll tell you, get ready, because your socks are about to be blown off, just like every other conversation we have with Jonathan Kahn. You're used to this, and I think our audience is getting used to it, and also an expectation of what you are bringing to us, Jonathan, that I've always said that God has used you as a watchman, but also what he's revealed to you, it comes direct from the throne room of God, and it's very powerful and true. And I'm so grateful for our friendship and grateful that you could come on the show to warn our audience as to what's coming about.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bill. And I'm always honored. You are certainly a watchman, you know, for this hour. And God has given you this platform, and I'm always a blessing to be with you.
Well, Return of the Gods. It was interesting because I called you. I said, look, we need to get an update on Harbinger. And, because a lot has been happening with our country. We had shakings that have taken place. And you said, Bill, I got a new book coming. It's called The Return of the Gods. And you sent me the manuscript. I've not been able to put it down. It has so captured me because it is where we are right now. What is happening to our country, and dare I say the entire world, so this isn't America-centric, because I see this happening around the world, is that the portal has been reopened, and the gods that were once enchained and restricted are now coming back, which is relevant to the parable that Jesus talked about when he removes a satanic force or a spirit out of somebody. That spirit goes out into the desert and roams and then decides, well, heck, I'm going to go back home. I'll check and see what it's like. Meanwhile, that place has been cleaned up. It's all in order. And he comes back and he brings back with him seven other demons that are worse than what you started out with, right?
Yes. Yeah. The Return of the Gods is, I would say, and we've talked about this off the air, it's the most explosive book I've ever written. And it's a mystery that is good behind all these things that we're seeing right now are what's changing our culture, what's transforming the media, our children, the school system, everything, our lives. Could there be a mystery that goes back to ancient times, even to the tablets of Mesopotamia? When we hear about these things called the gods, we think of them as, it's fiction, it's mythology, and there's certainly truth to it, but what if there was something real about them? What if there was something real behind them? And what if they have returned, these entities? And if so, what would happen to America? What would happen to the world? And if we could identify these gods or these entities, then what would it reveal to us? And could they actually be behind things like even Supreme Court decisions? Even could they be determining the exact dates when these things happen? Could they have been manifesting in America? I mean, as you said rightly, in the world in the West, but also particularly in America, what would we see, and where is it heading? What do we need to do to stand? That is what The Return of the Gods is going to reveal. And what you just said, to set the stage, because you that was a great kind of intro to that. Here's the thing to understand, the mystery. And Bible, you know, it says in the Hebrew Scriptures and in the New Testament, it says that behind the gods that are being worshipped by the pagans were spirits. In Hebrew, the word is shadim, which speaks of entities. And in the Greek, the word is daimonia. We get the word demonic from it. And it's saying, so it's saying it's not just, these are not just mythologies. These are real entities. I mean, the mythology is just kind of like a mask, the god, the mask, you know, with this, but there are real things. So here's the thing. 2,000 years ago, this all changed. 2,000 years ago, the only place that that really had the answer, Israel, from that, from, and the only one, Messiah, he comes into the world, he sends his gospel into the pagan world, which was, you know, filled with gods, and what happens? The gods are driven out. The temples are empty. But it's not just gods. These are spirits. So the spirits don't end, even though, you know, we have it. It's the greatest mass exorcism in history, what happened in Rome, and then what's happened every time the gospel goes. And so, because it's not just people who can be possessed, Bill, it's civilizations. And so, we've lived in this civilization, Western civilization. This is a unique civilization because it was exorcised. But here, the warning, as you rightly alluded to, the warning is given in that parable when the Lord spoke about the, as you said, the spirit that leaves the man, then comes back, finds it all clean and empty, brings back more spirits, and then it's worse than before. Now, people think it's talking about a man. He uses a man, but he says, so it is with this generation. He's talking about a whole civilization. So the greatest implication is, if 2,000 years ago this civilization was exorcised, the warning is, if we ever turn away from God, if we ever turn away from Jesus, ever turn away from the gospel, then those spirits that were cast out are going to come back to our civilization, come back to America, and to repossess it. And the gods will return, and the thing is, we have turned, and the gods, the spirits, have returned.
Exactly. Well, just as we saw with Israel, I mean, here it is. They experienced coming out of Egypt, Almighty God, all the miracles, and in short order, they're drawn to, to a golden calf. There's just something about our humanity, and God understands. I mean, He designed us. He knows what is how we've been designed. We're made in His image, and we're made to worship. We either are going to worship the real God, capital G, or we're going to worship the Baal God, the false God.
Yeah, well, that goes with the next piece of the mystery is, like, if the gods are returning, which gods are they? And the thing is, exactly as you're speaking about Israel, you know, America was patterned after Israel. America was created, founded after the pattern of Israel. And so we're following that. So if we turn, and even Western civilization is spiritually, that's the basis. So if we turn away from God, then the same gods or spirits or principalities that came into Israel, that Israel turned to when it turned away from God, are going to come back to America. And in the book, in Return of the Gods, I speak of something called the Dark Trinity. And there's three particular gods or three particular entities that are really where the key of Israel's fall. And each one of them have returned to the West, to the world, and to America.
It's amazing that the dark side would have its trinity. You get the illegitimate before the legitimate. And Satan only knows to copy or to steal that which is legit. And that's what they're doing with their trinity, right?
Yes, exactly. There's always a substitute, always, in every case. And the first of the gods, and we know this one very well, he's called the possessor. And his name, Baal, means the possessor, or the master, or the owner, the possessor. And so that was Baal. And what happened with Israel is that when they turned away from God, well, here was Baal. Baal was the anti-God. Baal was the alternate God. Baal was the God of their falling away from God. Baal was the one, if you remember, who would be driving God out in the days of Elijah, driving God out of the culture. Well, this is the same exact principality has returned to America. And when you look,
Jonathan, we got to go to quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Praise God, 4,185 listeners have responded to the gospel message in our radio broadcast in India over the past 3 months. Christians only make up 2% of India's population, so for many listeners, our programs are the first time they're hearing about Christ. By sharing the hope of Christ in their own languages and providing literature that further explains how much God loves them, we're helping them to relate to a God who deeply cares for them on a very personal level. While we celebrate the thousands of people who have responded to the gospel through the Tide Radio broadcast, we're equally aware of how vital it is to continue our work in the region, telling people the inherent truth about Jesus and His love for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back on the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Jonathan Kahn continues. We're talking about his new book, The Return of the Gods. Jonathan, we were talking about Bel, the possessor. Pick it up from there.
Yeah. So this is the key. I mean, you always see Bel mentioned first. And it's kind of like the spirit in that parable, like one spirit goes and says, I'm going to bring the rest. Well, the first is going to be Baal. And so exactly what happens when you look at America and the West, the early 1960s is a noticeable turning away from God. That's when we start falling away from prayer. Putting prayer out of the school, putting the word out of the school, removing the word from our culture. Now, remember, these were the very things that drove out the spirits and drove out the God, the word of God, the prayer, you know, the presence of God, the gospel. So when if we start removing this, which is what we did, the warning is the house is not going to remain empty. And so the spirits are going to return. The first one, Baal. Baal is, so he does the same thing. His mission is the same mission he had in the days of ancient Israel. It's to turn a nation that has known God away from God, to make that nation forget God, forget that it ever knew God. And so what he does, exactly what he did in the ancient case, he starts driving God, the spirit of Baal starts possessing America and driving God out of everything, driving God, again, out of the schools, out of the public square. You know, literally in the Bible it says he caused Israel to turn away from the commandments of God. Literally in America, we actually struck down the Ten Commandments. We actually struck it down from, this is the spirit of Baal. And so the mission is to, now this is very important to get, for those listening, is to take a quote Christian nation and turn it into a pagan nation. It's the process of paganization. And so that's exactly what has been happening with the spirit of Baal. We've been watching America, and you're wondering what's going on. Watching America becoming paganized. And in everything, exactly. in everything. And this thing, there's so much, and of course we can't get into it, but there's so much where this spirit has affected everything. I mean, everything from our addictions, our computer, I mean, everything with that, everything to the wokeism, you know, where we create our own reality. That's all linked to Baal, and it's all linked to paganization.
And God has, in a sense, ordained this time. This is an appointed time for all this to come into occurrence. You write in the book specifically, which blew me away here, in thinking about the decision by the Supreme Court to take the Ten Commandments out of public schools. And here the court is announcing this decision, and behind it are the Ten Commandments.
Yes. Yeah. Bill, that's exactly what happened in ancient Israel. What he did is the spirit causes the nation, the civilization, to turn in on itself. I mean, to become like schizophrenic, where it's warring against its own foundation. So yeah, they're banning the Ten Commandments, and yet they have the Ten Commandments right on there. You know, the president of the United States, you know, swears his office on the Bible, and then we watch the president who did that then war against the Bible. You know, the American school system was founded originally for the glory of God, to disseminate the gospel. Now it is working at warring against the very gospel, the very God that it was founded on. But these are the fingerprints of Baal. This is he turns a nation inside out, turns it against itself, and it's exactly what he did to Israel. It's exactly what he's doing to America, and it has affected us in every single way.
In the fifth chapter of Isaiah, we're told, woe. And I always, you know, how that must translate in Hebrew. It screams off the pages, woe, at that time that evil is called good and good is called evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And here we are, all pretzel logic tied up in knots with an upside down world experience. And woe is screaming at us from the pages of Scripture, Jonathan.
Yeah, and if you notice, I mean, it's getting more and more irrational. Like, you know, there are people, you know, even people who are not believers, even people who are liberal, are saying, what is going on? This is craziness. How could they say this? It's continuously, and it is a sign of the gods. And there is so much to this, Bill, and the scripture you alluded, you know, woe to the good, evil, evil, good. Absolutely. And actually, another thing about the gods when they return, or when they come into a culture, is at the beginning, the focus is, you know, the first part is, what are those who call evil good? Okay, well now sin is okay, you know, tolerance, hey, it's okay, do your own thing, it's okay, accept this, be open, it's calling evil things good. But then the second phase is then those who call good evil. And that's once the principality believers evil. We're going to cancel them out. That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what the gods do. And Baal is only, and again, we can only touch on these things while they're in the book, but Baal is only the beginning. He's the first. And he, again, he's like the one who says, now come to the other spirits, come back. Well, the second part of the unholy or the dark trinity is a she. It actually was the wife of Baal in the Canaanite mythology. And it is a goddess, and she is known in the Bible as Ashtoreth or Ashtora. And in Mesopotamia she was known as Ishtar or Inanna. When she went into the Greek world, she was called Aphrodite, and then in the Roman world, she was called Venus. Well, the thing is that I'm going to refer to her as the goddess or as Ishtar. Now listen to what she was. She's the goddess or the principality of sexuality, of basically sexual immorality. We're taking sex out of marriage. Well, the thing is that she's also called a prostitute. And the thing is, what happened, Bill, right after America started turning away from God, started taking prayer out, what happened? What would we expect to happen if she returns? We would expect a sexual revolution, the overturning of biblical morality concerning sexuality, concerning marriage, and the replacing it with pagan sexuality, pagan morality concerning sexuality. That's exactly what happens right after America starts. The spirit of Baal comes in, the spirit of Ishtar comes in, and it starts affecting everything. Started sexualizing our culture. That's why that all happened. To this day, it hasn't stopped. And what she does, Bill, is that because she's the prostitute goddess, what does a prostitute do? A prostitute takes sex out of marriage and puts it into the marketplace, puts it into the culture. Well, what's happening to America is sexuality started coming out of the sacred realm of marriage and started going in every place of the culture. One of the things that Ishtar did is she reproduced spirits of, or actually images of naked women throughout the culture. Well, that's exactly what's happened in America. The word for, exactly. you know, the word erotic comes from the Greek word eros. Eros was the child, the son of Aphrodite, who is Ishtar. So this goddess produces eros. And the other thing is, the word for, for prostitute, and this is what she's called, in the ancient Greek is porne. We get the word porn from it. So we have a porn explosion. It's part of her casting her spell, and this is affecting everything that we have seen ever since the 1960s.
Jonathan, and I was thinking about this as I was reading this in your book. In the 60s and 70s, also we had kind of a little bit of a revival that took place. The Jesus movement, if you recall, in the 70s,
yes,
coincided with this outbreak of, of porn and loving the one you're with, all the music and everything, the culture, how it took over, the hippie movement and everything. Woodstock, I mean, it was all, very liberalized, celebratory type sex outside of marriage.
Yeah. Well, interesting point, and Bill, I'm always blessed when we come together because you bring up these things that are not regularly brought up. Yeah, one of the things is that as the darkness increases, God, as the spirits come, so too the spirit counters it. And so in the same way, and it's kind of like one of the things I mentioned, actually the book we talked about once called The Oracle that I wrote, is that things return to the original form. When you go back to the beginning of the age, you have these gods.
Jonathan, let me pause you again. I'm sorry. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Three people died late Saturday when a single-engine plane crashed into a house in Hermantown, Minnesota, minutes after it took off from the Duluth International Airport. Two people inside the home were not injured. The death toll from Hurricane Ian climbed past 80 on Sunday as embattled residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars and will take years to fix all the damage. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News.
The biggest thing that we knew and what the governor's concern was being able to take care of the people that were going to be in the way of the storm's path. And so we pre-positioned the largest amount of search and rescue assets that I think we've ever put in place before.
A fishing tournament on Lake Erie resulted in the champions getting caught for cheating by stuffing weights and debris into their fish. This all happened at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail in Ohio. USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Martinez here. Jonathan Kahn continues with us. We're talking about his new book, The Return of the Gods. I know as you're listening to this, you're praying to God and saying, God, what are you showing me in all this? Well, look at, stay tuned, because we're continuing to unravel what is happening in Western civilization. The gods are returning, right, Jonathan?
Yeah. Yeah, and it, I mean, there's so much, Bill, and as I said, we're just on the last segment. It's like things just go back and forth in the spirit. There's so much to this, and I'll just say this, that we are in the same situation in many ways that the first apostles were, you know, when they came out, because they were dealing with these things, and it happens again. I mean, Elijah, Moses did too. So if the world is returning to the gods, we have to become more like the book of Acts. So that's the other side. But now, and again, for those listening, we can obviously only touch on things in the book. I'll just mention one more thing about Ishtar. We're going to go back to her because there's something major about it. But she's also the goddess of the occult and of witchcraft and of spirits and of actually also of intoxication, like drugs. So you get all these things in the 60s. You have a revival of the occult. Well, and it's still happening. New Age. That's all linked to this. She literally, it's like she's the one who casts spells on a person or on a civilization. But let me move quick. That is,
well, and this is and feminism as well, right, Jonathan?
Yeah, that.
I mean, the whole feminism movement. Yes.
Yeah, Ishtar was the goddess. Ishtar was a masculinized woman. She was fierce. She went against male authority. She usurped men. It says one of the things it says in the ancient tablets is that she grinds away the masculinity of men. So yeah, and she rages. So you have this thing about this rage against men and against,
yes,
and that's going to be part of something else that she does, which we'll get into, that affects gender to this day. But let me throw in the one other of the dark trinity, and that is in the Return of the Gods, the goddess is called the Enchantress, because that's what she did. This one is called the Destroyer. last part of it is that you've got, you know, you got Baal, then you have the sexual revolution, you with the goddess Ishtar, then you have the, where it all ends up. You have Molech, the destroyer. And this is the god, the god or the principality that causes a nation to offer up its own children. And that's exactly what happened to ancient Israel. They literally put their children on the altars of Molech. And so what happens, like with all this go like clockwork, and around 1970, abortion on demand enters America. And right on the heels of the sexual revolution, it all goes together. And so we are literally the spirit of Molech, where we're lifting up our children. You know, America, you know, has lifted up 60 million. I mean, that swamps Israel, you know. So this spirit is the same spirit. And I won't go into it, but the same way ancient Israel lifted up their child sacrifices, that's how we're doing this to, you know, right now. So this is a pagan, all these things are part of the paganization. This is what the pagans did. You know what?
Is this seven times worse? Is this seven times worse? Yeah. Worse, basically? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what the pagan world lifted up their children, lifted up human sacrifice. You know what ended it? The gospel did. But if we turn away from the gospel, listen, so there's no other option. There's the, you turn away from the gospel, this returns. So exactly what you said. So there's so much to that too. But I want to get to something you're kind of, you know, alluding to, and that is that when you talked about the, like, feminism and the other things, is that there's another whole realm of this, and it has to do with that same goddess. There was another side to her, because there was something about her that was strange. In the book, I call this the Transformer, and that is that with Ishtar, she, in the ancient tablet, she says, I am a woman, and then she says, I am a man. And it says in the tablet, the ancient inscriptions that I went over, it says that this one, this goddess, has the power to turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man. So what are we going to see, Bill? Well, I mean, this is amazing. The next part, this is the deeper part. You have all these things, but now we're in the next part. And that is that she starts working at turning gender, war against gender. And so the one part, and we can only, again, just touch on it, is that she starts masculinizing women. And that is that you have feminism, you have also even divorce. You know, one of the things that she did, you know, is she wars against marriage. So the weakening and destruction of marriage is all part of this too. This is what she does. And so women, there's this rage against men, that women, you don't need men, and it's to make women like Ishtar, which is to masculinize them. You know, the fierce way, you know, make them more masculine. But on the other hand, the other side of what Ishtar does, this principality, and she's doing it right now, is to demasculinize men, to feminize men. And that's happening in every way. One is to have men to take away their role as protectors, as fathers, as providers. You know, it's like, hey, you don't need men. You know, it says again. I mean, she said she grinds away their masculinity. So that's what's happening in the culture. I mean, there's an anti-men. You know, if a man is you know, masculine, they say, well, that's toxic masculinity. If a woman is masculine, they applaud it. So we're watching this. I cannot tell you how far this extends into everything. So this has affected all of us. It's affected families. It's affected children. But it goes even farther because it affects sexuality. One of the things this goddess is she's androgynous. So when she returns to the world, we would expect to see an explosion of androgyny. And that is that men acting like women, women acting like as men. And so we're seeing that. You know, Bill, she had a priesthood. And the priesthood in her temple, they would be men who literally dressed up as women. And they would act as women. They would put on women's makeup. These are her priests in her temple. And the thing is that, so now we are seeing that all come back. If the goddess returns, we're going to see the return of these things. So our culture now is seeing men dress up as women, women dress up as men, you know, this whole movement. And even where it's one of the things that you notice when you open up this mystery of the gods is they all focus on the children. That's why children are being indoctrinated by culture, by their cartoons, in their classrooms, that, hey, you know, you're not a boy, you're a girl, you know, a boy, you could be a girl, you can be, that this is all, it's madness, but but it's all part of the gods. And even exactly. Her priests were also involved with same-sex sexuality. So we're seeing that, too, that all is part of the ancient mystery.
Jonathan, for 2,000 years, the West has been protected in a sense. You know, we read in the New Testament that there are principalities, powers of darkness. We do not war against flesh and blood. And there's reference to that. But now we're realizing these principalities that are coming back, that were very much a part of the woof and warf of ancient Israel and ancient times. I mean, the gods ran rampant. I mean, this is why God judged the world to begin with, when we go back to the first judgment of the flood, right? I mean, this was all part of, you know, what was going on with the dark trinity and these principalities. And it may be hard for some people today to get their brain around the idea that there is a return of the gods, these this dark trinity and these principalities and powers that are part of what we must live with. And now we're going to live with them in a different way, that if we do not utilize the weapons of our warfare, we're going to be in serious trouble.
Yeah, yeah. This is, you brought up a great point, and that is that we have been protected because of the gospel. And,
exactly.
The thing is, but you don't know what you got till it's gone. put this way, and this is what was there before. It's going to end, as you also noted, it comes back even worse. It comes back even more. You know, when the God, and this is we talk about spiritual things. This is affecting everything. This is affecting our children. This is affecting the next generation. This is real, big, gigantic stuff. And the thing is that for instance, one of the things that was with this goddess is that something else she did with her priesthood, and that is she caused them to be surgically altered. Does that sound familiar? Mm-hmm. Surgically altered. Even their hormones would be altered, a man being made like a woman. Well, so what are we watching right now? The same exact thing, but it's worse, because it's not just confined to her priesthood. She's seeking to make this entire generation of children to be
exactly
to be it's even
okay.
More so.
Got to go to break again, Jonathan. Sorry to cut you off. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn. Stay with us.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We continue our conversation with Jonathan Cahn, his new book, The Return of the Gods. We were talking about the surgical process of altering, you know, God's intent. God said, I made them man, I made them woman. It's like every institution, key institution for the survival, the promotion of life, everything that's righteous and holy is being attacked by the gods, right?
Yes, and exactly. They are the gods. If you look at what happened with the God, and that's why we have to know this. This is to, you know, the return of the gods is not only to reveal these things, but it's also to arm us and to make so we are aware what we're dealing with and how to deal with it. The thing is that the gods in ancient Israel, they had a bent towards death. You know, in the end, they destroyed Israel. Israel was destroyed through the gods and through the judgment that came through it. So they attack that which God made. They attack what purpose. They remove men from purpose, women from purpose, children from purpose, life from purpose. So it ends moving towards death. And so that's exactly it. You know, so you have a generation right now that is being literally confused. You know, we're telling them, you may not be a boy, you may not be a girl, and hey, we'll alter you. It's madness. And even liberals are saying this is madness. And what possesses adults to do this to children? Well, what possesses it is the gods of possession. They are possessing the culture. It is a re-paganization of the culture. And I'm just gonna mention that. I won't go into it, but I'm just gonna give you a little taste of it. That this whole movement of, like, you know, with gender and same sex and all that began in 1969 with an event called Stonewall in New York City, the Stonewall riots. Well, I won't go into it, but you know this, Bill, because you just read it. But it is like amazing, because on that night when that happened, all the manifestations of the goddess were there. I mean, there's something when she goes to war. There's something that appears called the lion's head that was there. There's something called the dance of Ishtar that it was there. They actually danced and said the words that went back to Mesopotamia. There's actually even Stonewall itself. It comes from one of her tablets where she's called the one who breaks the Stonewall. And there was actually a woman who triggered this whole thing that night, and she was literally the embodiment of this goddess, and the goddess was called Storm. They called her, you're the Storm, you are the loud Storm. Her name was Storm, or Stormay. I mean, it's mind-boggling, but it all went back to the gods. And even what's happening right now in our culture, like, you know, which, you know, all over, is all linked to the ancient mystery.
And it's linked to timing. That's the other thing
that
will, boy, I'll tell you, bring the hair on the back of your neck straight up. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, because because Jonathan brings this ancient mystery into the realm of understanding that, you know, this isn't something that's theoretical. It's consistent with things that have happened in world culture, you know, throughout. You look at history and you see these incredible moments of time and the repetition on the exact date, which is amazing, Jonathan.
Yes. Yeah, there was one time of the year that the goddess's kind of, I would say, possession of the culture was at its peak, and she claimed it basically, and that is the month of Tammuz. When is it? It's in the summer. And by the way, also she was the goddess of parades. So and in those parades, when I looked at the ancient inscriptions, it says that in the parades, the men would march dressed up as women. Women would march dressed up as men. It would be a gender bending parade. Well, does that sound familiar? You know, the pride parade. Actually, she's the goddess of pride also. The pride parade. Well, she claimed an entire month. Well, when I looked at the ancient writings of St. Jerome and the other ones of Rome, they identify the month of the goddess as being the month of June. This is pride month, June. And not only that, so that's happening every year. That's all. It's a sign of the return. It's a sign of the pagan day. This went out. When the gospel came, those parades and the June thing went out. Well, it's come back because she's come back. It's part of her possessing a culture. And the other thing was, as you're alluding to, that if you look at the Supreme Court decisions that all were kind of legalizing the changing of gender, same sex, you know, marriage, all those things, there's three major cases. One is 2003, 2013, and of course when marriage was struck down, 2015. Every one of them takes place in the days of the goddess. Every one of them takes place in the month of Tammuz, her lover. Every one of them takes place in June. Every one of them takes place at the peak of it, which is the end of June. Every one of them takes place on the same date, June 26th, which is the same date that Stonewall was sealed. And that date, do you remember, and by the way, we pray for everyone. We're all in this together. But we have to make even unsaved people who are involved in this, we have to make them aware. But you know that, remember, everybody remembers, when marriage was struck down, was changed, redefined, that night America was lit up with rainbows. The White House was lit up with a rainbow.
Yes.
Okay? Well, that night, it was Tammuz, the 10th of Tammuz. In the ancient Babylonian calendar, it says that very day, it says that is the day appointed for a spell to be cast to cause a man to love a man. Who could put this together?
Wow. And that was so huge that you talk about a corporate seal, a national seal. The White House, the seat of our authority is compromised now with the rainbow of the priestess, the rainbow that once was God's message to his creation has now been hijacked.
Yes, here it is. Yeah, I mean, and it's so spiritual. I mean, you know, thing like why? Look, you know, this whole thing about the rainbow, which we're watching. I mean, taking over everything. I mean, it's craziness. Taking over, you know, corporations changing their logos to rainbows. You know, children's cereal boxes with rainbow. I mean, this is it's craziness. We've never had. I mean, can you imagine if someone told you years ago that the world's going to be celebrating a form of sexuality for a month? You know, I mean, you know, and here's the sign all over. You know, all over American embassies, we have that sign. Well, even that, Bill, goes back to the ancient mystery. The goddess, this principality, had as her sign was the rainbow. And the rainbow, you know, what it means is nothing. I mean, of course, the real thing it means is with God. It was stolen by the here by the goddess. But the thing is that when people wave it and people do this, they have no idea what it really means. It has nothing to do what they think it is. It is something very dark, and they have no idea. And that's one of the mysteries.
Exactly, along with the colors of the rainbow. There is a specific, I mean, this is the thing. It's not a theory. It's not by happenstance. It is by design and determination, is it not?
Yes, this is, yeah, people and other people who are caught up in it, they have no idea. You know, they okay, this great thing. But this is something very planned, you know, spiritually, and it's very, and it's part of possessing. This is the mark of her possession. I mean, you made a great point when you mentioned that it was on the White House. This is a mark of possessing. This is her mark.
Yes.
So this is, and here's the thing about this too. It's like, you know, remember, you know, when Christianity, you know, ascended in Western civilization, it was in the sign of the cross. It said, in this sign to Constantine, in this sign you shall conquer. Well, the rainbow is now replacing the cross. And the rain, you know, it literally is being taken, the cross is being taken down from public property. The rainbow is going up in government buildings. So we are in a war. The last part of the Return of the Gods is about the war that we're in right now, and what is the end game? What is the plan of the gods? And how do we stand against it?
Exactly. So are we, Jonathan, we go back to where we began. And just like for Israel, when the gods were running totally amok and Israel had surrendered that which was holy and set aside for God, and they directed it to the gods, it finally got to a point where God had to judge Israel. And this is where I see America right now, is that we're going to be entering into a phase of judgment. Am I exaggerating this, or am I trying to make this up, or what?
No, not at all. No. The thing is that if without revival, then America is judged. America is under judgment. There is no hope that America has apart from the gospel. And, you know, because remember, it was the gospel, the only thing that drove these things out, by the presence of God. And the thing is that America of all nations was especially founded after God, after Israel. And so it's going to be worse for America. So, yeah, the only hope we have is revival. And one of the things is that we have to know, we have to still pray for that. You know, we don't give up hope. But it's only, you know, what's the antidote? The antidote is Messiah. The antidote is God. The antidote, he's the only one who can drive these things out. And he's the last part of the book, as you know, is called The Other God. And this is the only power we have. What's the power we have against the spirits? The Spirit of God is more powerful, but we have to live in it. We have to become more powerful. You know, one of the things that the gods, when they've returned, there's one chapter called, I believe, Vengeance. And that is that, you know, they were cast out by Christians. They were cast out by the gospel. So they have a focus on believers. You know, they have a plan for believers. Mm-hmm. But remember, if things are going back to the way they were, then we have to go back to the book of Acts. We still have that power. And we still are.
Exactly.
Whether judgment comes on America, sooner or later, we still have the power, and the power is the gospel, and we have to be bolder than ever before. And we have to go forth in the power of the true God.
Jonathan, we've got about a minute left here. Relevant to this being a Shemitah, this is Shemitah year, right? We're getting ready for the Jubilee year. We're months away from it. Does this give us a leg up real quick? And then also how people can get their hands on your book, The Return of the Gods. I'm sorry to do this in short order. It's just...
Okay. We're going to talk more, Bill. You know that. We'll do another thing.
Yes.
It's interesting. The economy, the stock market is already going down. We'll see what happens. It can. It means release. Actually, it means let fall. Actually, interesting. Roe versus Wade was let fall in this year. We'll see. It's usually, we'll see if they're shaking. We can talk more. Let me just quickly say, The Return of the Gods will be everywhere and anywhere. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in every bookstore. And if you order before it comes out September 6th, even after is fine. You can get most of my other books on eBay as a gift. If you go to, I think it's called Books by Jonathan Kahn, and you'll get .com, booksbyjonathankahn.com. But you can get it anywhere then or after.
And we'll make sure it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan, God bless. As always, appreciate and honor your time. And congratulations on the book, The Return of the Gods. Make sure you get your hand on it. You will not put this book down, ladies and gentlemen. And it will save you. Trust me. This is going to save you a lot of grief down the road, because God, true to his word, is giving us a warning. And it's up to us to heed that warning. Jonathan, thank you. God bless.
God bless you, Bill.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious?